Okay, this is Perek Aleph on Hilchos Tumas Tzoras. So now we're going to go through the actual formula for how a person is becomes Tahar after being diagnosed with Tzoras. So the Rambam says in Maf Aleph, Tahoras Mitzvah Mitzvah Say, as we know, the commandment to purify yourself after diagnosis of Tzoras is a positive commandment. And not only that, V'sig Luchto Kishiyitra Mitzvah Say, so too shaving is also a Mitzvah Say. Two separate mitzvahs. It's Kate 7 Tahar 7 Tzoras. So how do you make the person at Tzoras Tahar? Maybe Mizrak Shel Chares Chadash. So you bring a brand new container made out of earthenware, the Kabbalah Hishia Chadash, and we know from Torah Shal Pad that must be new. But no Zonsofa Rias Mayim Chayim, Haruna Kadash is on the Chatas. Now, the water you put in is the kind of water, the water that's alive, so to speak, that is the water used for Paraduma that you can use for Mechatas. The Shir Zim, every Sofram, the amount of Rias comes from the Rabban. Maybe Shesi Farim, Dror, Tahoros, Lashem Taras, Sarash, and Emerald Lakhla Mitahar. So you bring these two sparrows, two birds that are sparrows. That are tahor for the purpose of purifying the person of tzaras. The shochet is a bruah shavishtayim, al hamayim shavichlares. So you shech, you slaughter the healthier one of the two over the water that's inside the earthenware container, matza achi adam nikarimayim. And you squeeze out the blood until you can see it on top of the water. The chofer, the kover, hatsipor ashkubulafano. You dig a hole and you bury the slaughtered bird in front of you. The devrezek kabbalah piyashmon. This is all Torah Shabbat. The notel eats erez, right? Then you take a cedar branch and mitzvaso shia arko ama the ova kirvia kara mikaramita. So the halacha is that it needs to be an ama long and it has to have the width, the thickness of a quarter of a bedpost. Bezov, okay. So to take the hyssop shein lo shein levi, which you've seen before, that has no specific species name. Mitzvaso shia arko ama, kamosh miarno ain pachas mitafach, and it can't be less than a tafach. Ushni talas mishkal shekel, and you bring a crimson thread. That is the weight of a shekel. Then tamo paslo kitzvias atchilas, right? And as we know, what do you call it? If you use it for a different purpose, then it's paslo just like alachas by tchilas. The chol shirim alacha. All these shirim are given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Lokeachim shloshan tzipor chaya. Now with these three things, the azov, the hyssop, the cedar, and the string, you take with them the bird that's alive. These four are required for each other. If the hyssop or the cedar are peeled, they're pasul. You tie together the hyssop and the cedar with this crimson thread and make flahen roshi agfayim rosh azanav shaltiprachaya, and you kind of put together with them the tips of the wings and the the wings and the tail of the bird. You take all four and you dip them into the water that's mixed with the blood. Right, and then you sprinkle seven times on the back of the hand of the person's tzaras, and then you send the bird away. The case of Mishalcha, now how do you send away the bird that's alive? Ome Ba'ir, you stand in the city, you throw it over the wall. And you don't turn, or it doesn't turn neither the sea or the city or the desert. So if you send it and it comes back, you have to send it out even up to 100 times. Now the last part, the Kohen now shaves the person with Tzaras. Case of Magnachos, how does he do that? Mavir Tara Kol B'Saro. So he, what it called, he puts a razor over his entire flesh. Hanira, that you can see. Afilu Beis HaShecha, Beis HaErba, Seir Shal Kol HaGuf, Achei Aseh Kedela. So even the armpit and let's say the pubic area, all the hair must be shaved until the person is as smooth as a pumpkin. Or squash, nemras, kol saro. Imkain, lama nemar, rosho is kind of a gobos. So why does the Torah specify three locations, for instance, the head? The rabbos, kol piyotza behen, lamayit, to include all like it, lamayit, seyar shabasokha kotem. But it's to exclude, for instance, what it called, hair on your nose, vishen on era, because that's never out in the, it never appears in the outside world. Barakhag mechaves vagadab, so afterwards he cleans his clothing, betovel, he goes to mekmah, bitar, milatame, bebiel, matam, mishka, musha. And what it called. And once he goes to the mikvah, so then what it called, he's taller insofar as the ability to pass along a tumah to what it called to a house that he enters or to make things he sits on tameh. The kindness of them in the choma, then he goes into back the city's walls. Mona Shivas Yaman, he counts 7 days. The Asur Behem Tasha Shmita, he can't have sexual relations during that period of time. Shemar Chutz Olo, Malam Esh Asur B'Tasha Shmita, that's what that means. Adam Esaras, Mutaris B'Tasha Shmita. But a woman, for instance, who has tzaras, she's permitted to actually have sexual relations during this period of time. Halacha beis. Kol shivas hayamim ha'ilu adainu abatuma. So for these 7 days, the individual is still considered the primary level of tuma. Mitana adam akimla, the maga, Loba Masa. So you can make a person or vessels tamei from touching, but not from carrying. Trey Omer, v'hayaba yom hashvi v'chibesis v'gadav. Melamed shayim metamei v'gadav. So we learn out from this that it was metamei clothes. Kashem shayim metamei v'gadav v'maga. Just like you can make clothing tamei from touching. Kach metamei v'gadav v'maga. So too from touching. Shekol metamei v'gadav metamei v'gadav. Because if I can make clothes tamei, then certainly I can make a person tamei. V'yom hashvi, on the seventh day of this period of time, the galchol kohen tiglachas shniya kavishona. So the Kohen goes and shaves him a second time, head to toe. And the Chavis of Gadav, he launders his clothing again. The Tovo, he goes to the mikvah, he tired in the Tamachar. Now he no longer makes other people Tamach. Reyu Kachol Tvula Yom, the Ochol Meiser. So now he's like anyone else who went to the mikvah and will become Tahor at nighttime. He can eat Meiser at that point. Harev Shimsha, once the sun sets and the day's over, Ochol Truma, he can eat Truma. Heviu Hevi Kaparaso, Ochol Vakachim Kumashmanda. And once he brings this Korban, his offering as atonement, then he can go ahead and eat korbanos, as we've explained. Kishahu megaleach b'shtei hiskalachos in megaleach levatar. So when he shaves the two times, he can only use a razor. Then gileach shelo b'sar or sheniach shtei saros lo saklum. If he didn't use a razor, or let's say he left even two hairs behind, he hasn't done anything. Then a megalachol a coin, only a coin does the shaving. Then shar shtei saros b'tiglachas rishana. Let's say two hairs left over from the first shaving, megalchon b'shtia, and let's say he shaves them off in the second time, lo also lo. Ella tiglachas achas avad. He's only considered to have performed one shaving. Rei Rishona, now we consider the first. The kol yom kasha taras mitzora. The entire day is you can shave the cut off the hair of the person taras the entire day. Lachadala tiglachas mitzora to be also valzalso. Right. So when it comes to shaving the person taras, he's going to the mikvah and sprinkling the waters on him or the blood on him. Inam akva zuzu. They do not ma'akev each other, not depend on each other. Sharkol ma'isa ma'akev, but the other actions do require, are dependent on each other. Halachay shchitas atzipor v'his galachas v'hazia b'yom. So slaughtering the bird, shaving, and sprinkling are done during the day. U'sharkol ma'isa b'yom laila. Any other actions can be done day or night. Eilu b'nashim v'sharkol ma'isa b'nashim v'nashim. So what do you call it? The above three actions, meaning the shchita, the shaving, and the sprinkling, must be done by man. The other actions can be done by men and women. So what it called the first three as we listed only can be done by kohanim. Ushakol ma'isa ben kohanim ben Yisrael. The other ones can be done whether they're a kohen or you're a non-kohen. Lachavav taras mitzora. So the purification of someone's saras zunagis baratz of chosar. So that applies both in and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Defnei ba'is shel b'mayis. Whether the base of mikdash is up or has been destroyed. The kohen shetamo mitzvah adara. So it is, if a Kohen determines someone's Tameh, it's a mitzvah to make that person Tahor. Shnemar l'taro o l'tameh. V'akol k'shein l'taro es ha-mitzorah. So anyone is allowed to be able to engage in the process of Tahara for the mitzorah. Afilu zav, afilu tameh meis. Even if someone's a zav, had an emission, or someone touched a dead body. V'ein mitzorah, mitara mitzorah. But someone who adds saras cannot make someone else who adds saras become Tahor. V'ein mitara, shnei mitzorah k'achas. You can't combine together two people's saras and make them Tahor. She'ein osa mitzvahs chavilos, because you don't package together mitzvahs. Okay, lachazayin eitz eres ve'ezo shitalas. So when it comes to the cedar branch, the hyssop, and the string that's red, shetar behem mitzora, zem mitar behem mitzora machram. So if it's purified, if it's used to mitar one person's saras, it could be used to purify other people's saras. V'chein tzipor mishtalachas mutal tarba mitzora machram. So to the bird you send away, it can be used for multiple people's saras. Ma'achash nishtacha after you send it away, u'mutaris bechila, and you can eat it. But the bird that's slaughtered cannot be, you can't get benefit from it. When can I not get benefit from it? When I slaughter. Let's say I shafted the bird, but I didn't have with me the other three things, the hyssop, the cedar, or the string. It's still usher to benefit from it. Even if I did the shchita that's not appropriate, so to speak, it's still considered shchita. If I eat any part of the slaughtered bird, overall, I say I violate a positive commandment, but I'll also say a negative. Shnemar v'zeh shalos sochlu, right? That mehem, right? I can't eat from them. Mipiyashmo lamdu shizel rabos asif rashkuta. That comes to include the what do you call the slaughtered bird. B'nemar tahora tochlu ha'acheres lo sochlu. It says that the one tahor should eat, not the other ones. B'lav avam v'falasei asay. And as you know, an isser that comes from through a positive commandment is considered to be categorized as a positive commandment. So the two birds cannot come from, let's say, a city that's been condemned to be killed because everyone's an idolater. Nor a bird that was exchanged with an idol, so to speak. Nor from birds that killed a person. And the ideal should be that both of them are equal in appearance and in dimensions and in value, and they should be purchased together as one. But let's say they weren't equal. Let's say it bought one today and one tomorrow. It's okay. Ksheris. Let's say I purchased both birds for this for the purpose of being matar a man. I could still use them to be matar a woman. And vice versa. Let's say I took them to be matar a house that has tsaras. I can use it to purify a person. And so too, if I took it, if I bought it for the purpose of an entire person, I could still use it to mitar a house. Let's say I shucked one of them. It turns out it wasn't a sparrow. You got zuglishnia, so I should take another one, a new sparrow for the second, for the first one. And the first one's mutar to eat. Shakar achas. Let's say I shucked one of them. Nimsas trefa. It turns out it was trefa, which had a mortal wound. You got zuglishnia, so you bring a pair for the second. The first one's permitted to benefit from. Let's say the blood was spilled. So we, what do you call it? We let the one that's supposed to be sent away, we leave it alone until it dies. When that one dies, that was supposed to be sent away, you spill out the blood, and then you bring two other birds. That ends Perek Yud Aleph, and we'll continue with Perek Yud Beis tomorrow.